We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. A few updates. We looked up the It's It ice cream sandwiches. We were talking about an A's game, which was taking place in Sacramento, where the A's are playing this year. And the announcers were dumbfounded because they spotted a guy in the crowd eating an It's It ice cream sandwich, which I'd never heard of. And one of the guys doing the game had never heard of. And the play-by-play guy was explaining it, watching the person eat his It's It ice cream sandwich. And that person, the fan, reached over to the woman sitting next to him and rubbed her breasts and cupped her breasts. I mean,
did she object?
No, not at all. She's just like smiling, taking it.
Not seeing the video.
They were together.
It's clear that he does this often.
But I think he was on camera. Nonetheless, we were as interested as we were in his copping a feel of her breasts. We were also interested in the It's It ice cream sandwich because the play-by-play guy was saying, this is fantastic stuff. And it's only available west of the Rockies and then
around New York.
That's it. So west, that makes sense. West of the Rockies, there in Sacramento. I'd never heard of that before.
No, same.
So next year, if I go to New York, if I'm lucky enough to go to New York on that Broadway junket,
track down an It's It.
I'll track down an It's It. That, and I'm definitely doing the Friends Museum next year.
Okay.
I'm definitely getting an It's It ice cream sandwich, and I'm trying to find that portal to suck me back to 1985.
Yeah.
Which is not far from Times Square, yes?
Correct.
The portal.
I tried this year. I stood there waiting to be sucked into to 1985, but it didn't happen. And when people walk by and I'd say, look, I'm trying to go back in time.
This guy's trying to get sucked.
Yeah. They'd just nod and be like, all right.
They ran that out of Times Square.
Yeah, they don't do that in Times Square anymore.
Not anymore. No, you can't do that.
It's It, by the way, turns 100 in 2.5 years.
100 years old, almost, and never even heard of it.
I know.
That's how big this country is. Even now, you know, you can still have something. You know, and not to get off on technology or whatnot, but I'm sure eventually they'll be across the country. And that's good. Then we'd be able to get an It's It sandwich. It's like Whataburger came here. And we're like, oh, my God, Whataburger. But if it's really that special, it's nice that it stays just in that one little area of the country, you know?
In-N-Out's kind of done that.
Yeah.
They've expanded to, other parts of California, and they are in Las Vegas now.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't expanded giant or quickly, really.
Yeah.
And I kind of appreciate that. Like, it's a destination.
Yeah.
Everyone that goes out there is like, I got to try In-N-Out. I can only get it here.
You can... There are fewer and fewer things you can only get somewhere. Because most stuff, of course, you can order online and have it shipped to you, unless it's food, like perishable. But that, yeah, I respect that too. You know, we saw the movie about McDonald's, about Ray Kroc taking McDonald's nationwide. And the McDonald brothers didn't want to do it at first. They had this wonderful restaurant.
They wanted quality.
Everybody loved it. And when you spread across the country, of course, you lose that quality control.
Yeah, but look at the dollar sign to your eyeballs.
Well, of course.
I mean, your dollar sign boy.
I'm glad we have McDonald's, but I would love to go to the original McDonald's in 1950-something and taste this burger and taste the fries and see how different are they.
A lot of people will say that, East Coasters will say Cookout is as good as, if not better than,
In-N-Out,
because we have plenty of people who call this program and say they've had both.
Yeah, that's right.
How far west
is Cookout?
Can you find Cookout? Do we know?
I don't know that.
You can't find anything on their map.
Here,
it's just centralized.
In the east, Cookouts, at least where we are, southeast, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And it's like eating a burger you've grilled out, a really good burger you've grilled out in your backyard. But for whatever reason, I never have been to Cookout that much, occasionally, but not that much. Like, even on road trips and stuff, we don't stop at Cookout. Now, I don't eat burgers anymore.
No, you eat Judgment for breakfast.
I'm sorry. I just, I don't know that I'll ever have a burger.
Maybe you should open a store for people like you that just sells slabs of peanut butter and yogurt.
Yes, that's what I had this morning.
Call it spoons.
A cup of protein-rich Greek yogurt with some almond butter on top. They're interchangeable, really, but the almond butter.
Just call it goo.
Yes.
You're a goo man.
It's better than, I don't think
I don't need fiber.
No. I don't think I'll have a hot
dog. I don't need taste. No. I don't need texture. I just need goo.
I don't think I'll have a hot dog ever again or a cheeseburger. That's just something I've given up, and I can go without. I like judging people too much to eat.
That tastes better than anything you could get at a Cookout or an In-N-Out.
You know what's going to happen, though? You're going to shame because you always make these proclamations, mm-hmm. you're going to shame eat one and feel terrible about yourself.
I always, if it comes up, I do. I feel awful about myself when I do.
But eat. You've never said the same thing. I'll never drink a Diet Coke again. No, I take that back. You did say at the beginning of the year.
I had it as a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
And right now I'm off, but I'm feeling the effects.
But you're up to 7 a day, right?
At one point, yes. In fact, on Monday I had 7.
Holiday.
It was a holiday. My friend Jean at the gym yesterday, she said, I heard you're off Diet Coke. I said, I am. She said, you're going to be crabby. I said, of course I am. And then she said, but now really, how many did you have? Like yesterday, how many did you have? I think she expected me to say like 3. I said, well, 7. And her eyes got really big, like, mm-hmm. oh my God, you have a real issue. I said, I do. And she goes, can you limit it to 1 a day? No, I never can. I've never been able to. Then Biggie just told me, and this was interesting to me, he's on these algorithms now with young college girls talking about the things they do and love sexually. And incidentally, I want you to, can I get on that?
How do I algorithm on?
I don't know what happened. Like, I watched one.
Yeah.
It's a, what it is, I don't understand how this has become such a thing and why people are so honest with strangers.
Yeah, they'll say it.
Yeah, it's like some guy, it's just like 2 guys. One guy films, one guy has a microphone, and he just goes up to like college girls in Nashville mm-hmm. or on the beach and just says, what's the craziest thing you've ever done sexually?
Mm-hmm.
And these women just tell them, and I don't know why.
Maybe if it's you have a microphone, they'll speak. This generation, younger people.
They're used to having cameras in their faces all their lives. Like
and I guess some people think, hey, I could be the next Hawk Tua.
That's it. Hawk Tua girl. Mm-hmm. Because that's what happened to her.
Yeah, just say something outrageous and you never know.
Hawk Tua, spit on that thing.
Right. Bingo. And look what happened to her. She's made tons of money off that. So maybe now younger women think I could be the next Hawk Tua.
Here's the thing. Here's what they're saying they do. They will put their mouth on something that mostly has been taboo for a while, and I want it.
Do you want me just to say, or should I say it?
Go ahead and say it.
I mean, I think the warning for the parents, I think most kids are school.
Yeah.
Most of these girls just put it as plain as this. Yeah, I eat ass. I eat ass.
I will never have that done to me.
But you want it?
But I do. I do.
Never say never.
I don't think I could respect anyone who says they do that. I saw something the other day said, I don't respect a t-shirt after I've slept in it. How could you respect any human who does that?
We had that comedian, Mike Merrifield. Remember, 2 Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star. Great.
Great guy.
Hilarious. He's the one that ate the pot brownie backstage with me.
I remember. Yeah. Without hesitation.
He did a thing like right after COVID, and he said, wasn't that weird? One day we were eating each other's ass. The next day we wouldn't even touch elbows.
Well, I can tell you, it's back.
We're back! We are back!
Yeah. And you know, I can't help think every time I see one of these, some guy watching his office and being like, hey, Chuck, what's your daughter's name?
Lindsay. Is she in Myrtle Beach?
He's looking at the pictures he has up in his cubicle of Lindsay. Hey, man, I think your daughter's on here. The guy saying she loves to eat ass.
I want that done to me. I just...
No, there's
never
hope.
There's not. No, I'm going to be with my wife forever, and she would never, ever, ever in a million years. I could say to her,
we could make it the weirdest hospice request of all time. You know, before he goes, I have to ask you this. He's always wanted it done.
Take whatever's left in his bank. Find anyone who'll do it for this amount of money. Yeah,
that's it. It's a hospice request.
He's on morphine. I know.
He won't even feel it.
I know. Why is he in that position?